Good afternoon, everybody. Today is May 7th, 2013, and this is Alexandra Metters of GalacticConnection.com. If you have not been to our website, please take the time to peruse the multitude of postings. I cover everything from current events to quantum physics to you name it. Anything to expand our consciousness and our awareness of what our reality seems to be, I should say. Anyway, today I'm doing something totally different. I have decided, because of the numerous conversations I've had with others, the immense amount of information that's coming in through the news and, even through our own messages with our own guidance, there's such a proliferation of information coming in, it's difficult to siphon through this and to become not so off-kilter because of it, frankly. And these planetary changes are affecting us, as you know, in many ways. We have three, eclipses to deal with. We have the big, huge portal opening up on the 25th. We have, my gosh, there was a convergence of all kinds of planets and Taurus, really getting us to hunker down into that which we find important, beautiful, harmonizing, and that's going to make us feel good about who we are. And one of the things that I've been feeling very strongly in sharing with the community today is our spiritual family. We have been the warriors of the light for such a long time. We have been working diligently behind the scenes with not so much recognition, because that's not why we're doing it. But one of the most important things I'm seeing is a lot of stuff is coming to the surface on a planetary level. With these planetary changes, this is affecting us internally from the standpoint where we're experiencing a great deal of distractions. You can chalk that up to archonic energies. You can chalk that up to that the actual physical unplugging from the 3D matrix, such as, you're not working a full-time job anymore, or you're not finding the satisfaction in working a full-time job. You can chalk it up to the disinterest and the difficulty in relating to your loved ones, which you never had a problem with before, and now you're finding it's almost completely impossible to spend long periods of time with the people that you very much love. You just can't seem to vibrationally meld with them. So we have all of that going. And then we have the planetary shifts going. You have multitudes of countries uniting that have never been united before. You have a lot of movement of money. Definitely. The whole Cyprus fiasco. All of these things can be interpreted in the form of energy. And when you look at the Mideast situation and the whole Israeli standoff situation and the fact that the United States is backing that, which is frankly the cabal, Illuminati, whatever you want to call it, we as the spiritual community, whatever you want to call it, we tend to not want to see that. We tend to say, you know what, I really don't want to read about that. I don't want to look at that, because that really doesn't feel good. Or I can't really do anything about it. I'm powerless to change what a country is going to do against another country. Or maybe you don't want to look at it because you feel that you're going to feed it energetically. And this conversation, if it hasn't come up once, it's come up so many times amongst other various lightworkers and practitioners that I felt compelled today to challenge each of you with that thought process. It is very important for us at this time to not take the point of saying, you know what, I don't want to look at that. You know what, that doesn't feel good and I don't want to feed it. It is all about our ability to observe and to remain neutral in that which is going on in the planet. Because, folks, we are the ones that have to do this, because we are the small minority. We are the trailblazers. We are the ones that are going to be bringing We are the ones that are going to be blazing the trail and leading and guiding and assisting. And if we can't look at that which they are going to come to us about, I mean, if you think for 1 minute that we're not going to hear this exponentially in more of a hysterical form than that which is being presented to us via the media, that you've got another thing coming. So it's very important for us to get out of our complacency. This is a call for us to take action, whether it is, done in the smallest way. It is time for us, let's put it this way. We have all got one thing in common, and that is that we are all truth seekers. And we have it so much ingrained in us that chances are most of us have incarnated in some pretty horrific situations where we've either been drawn and quartered, we've either been hung, burned at the stake, tortured, you name it. We have a lot of those layovers. And because of that, we tend to hide in the background. We tend to hang in the background for fear of being, attacked, maligned, betrayed. But let's face it, that's why we are here. And the one beautiful thing is we are coming to a place where we will be sought after for the first time in many, many, many years because of what we know and because of what we feel and because of who we are, and not because we didn't decide to take action, not because we sat behind our closed door in our bedroom meditating. This is a time that we must take action. And whatever that is, nothing is too small. But I challenge all of you today to really think these headlines that are coming across about this possible major war going down, possibly between Syria, some of the Muslim nations, Israel, etc. From what I've been told by someone I really admire and honor with the connections and the guidance that he receives, I personally feel that this was very orchestrated. And it is a push of the hand, so to speak, a revealing of the cards. It is a way in which to, let's put it this way, to nudge the dark, to put themselves in a not so comfortable corner in which they can't get out. So I would like everyone to try to see these events that are taking place that we've heard so much about historically. I mean, all the prophetic information that's been available to us, and try to see that with the silver lining, trying to see what is the ultimate purpose and solution that will come forth from it. And the amazing sequence of events that have occurred for me, I literally received probably five or six different phone calls where each individual received a psychic message or, not necessarily a channeling, it could have just been communications. Each of them had a perception of what is happening in the Middle East. I'll give you an example. I was talking to one girlfriend who is a phenomenal investigative psychic, and she actually got very melancholy and said, "My God, that hasn't happened to me in years. I am just receiving a message from one of my masters, and he has tears in his eyes, and he's talking about how he's very sad about a bite being taken out of the apple." And we were looking at that message and trying to determine what did that really mean. Only thing that could come into my mind at that point was Apple, New York City. I wasn't really positive about what that is. Later on, I realized that the apple was from the Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden is in the area of Syria. It's actually, officially, I started doing some investigation, it's between the area of Cyprus and Syria. And they've uncovered that information as far as back in 2004. So, interestingly enough, we have the monetary fiasco from Cyprus, and we now have the pummeling and the non-stop attack against Syria from the point of the Illuminati and the Cabal so that they can justify another world war, so they can keep this game going on, so they can keep this matrix enslaving the people of this planet. So I felt absolutely enthralled by her message. I then had another phone call from another individual who stated to me that something absolutely major had happened energetically, that a wave had completely blanketed the planet, and did I feel it? And I said, yes, as a matter of fact, I did. There was an immense amount of peace that came about over the weekend, and I found it to be one of, I really got to a point of surrender. I really faced any other fears regarding money, regarding where I was going to live and things like that. I really got to a point where I realized, I truly need to really believe that the universe has my back. I mean, completely, wholly, totally, virtually, physically, whatever. And I then received another phone call from another individual who's very guided, and they received some messages through the angelic kingdom that things were now finally going to be decided. That there have been a significant number of councils going down within the Galactic Federation, or whatever you guys want to call it. Let's not flip out over the Galactic Federation being a negative, a negative force that has been created, and they're only here to bring us down. You know, we have to make a decision. Do we believe we're going to make it through this, or don't we? The bottom line is, we are going to make it through this. We have been promised, just like my friend Rob's email website says, the promise revealed. The promise is, we are going to come through this. Do we really believe that? Are we walking in that mastery to believe that we are going to make this? When we, as a unified front within the spiritual community, decide that we are going to make this, we will. And there's nothing that will stop us. We are unstoppable. We have the light behind us. The light always penetrates the dark, does it not? So the last thing that came across my life was a very interesting meeting with another friend of mine on Sunday. And he is a contactee. He proceeded to tell me that he had attended a Planetary Galactic Council meeting. And in that meeting, there were discussions on the archangels coming back to the planet. And they were discussing how they were going to go about that and how they had already started to go about that. And, you know, what was the perfect scenario, because the walk-in situation wasn't going to work. Having another Christ-like, entity wasn't going to work. That would take too long. We are in a time crisis here, right? We've got only so many days, weeks, months, years left in this window of opportunity to make this happen. And so he was talking about how, we are taking advantage of those situations that are already existent on the planet. And as usual, the light is taking the lemons and making lemonade out of them. It was brilliant, the story that he told me. And my whole point to everyone is, we are truly beyond our wildest comprehension being protected. We are being guided. We are also receiving more light than we have in who knows how long. I mean, we could say a millennia, for God's sakes. The whole point is, we've got unprecedented amount of light hitting the planet. We have a phenomenally large light force resistance, not only present on the planet, not only present within the planet, but also surrounding our planet. And if we were going to be taken out, and if we were not going to succeed, it would have already happened by now. I do firmly feel after the interview with Cobra, I could feel in his tone of voice and with the information he had shared that there are some very positive things and some very positive successes that have occurred in the last 3 to 4 months. And I've heard that elsewhere. So it, I challenge all of you again. This is a very important time for each one of us to go within and really dig deep within your heart as to where can you go with the information that's coming out. Things like, okay, you hear about Israel is being supported by the United States. What can we do with that information? Probably not a whole lot. But what we can do is we can change the way we see it, the way we perceive it, the way we process it within our own bodies, and make a promise to ourselves to stay neutral and realize this is a chessboard game at its final stage, and to make the decision that we will succeed because we are it. We are now, it is not a dress rehearsal, folks. We are on stage now. And it's very important, whatever you do, whatever choices you make at this stage, I know and you know that we all want to remember who we are. For those of us that don't remember who we are very much craving this. The best way to do that is to step into that which passionately drives you. Now, I want to bring up the fact that Cobra's conference is coming up on May 23rd, 20, excuse me, May 24th, 5th, and 6th, and it will be at the Temple of Light in Irvine, California. Now, if you did not go to the first conference, you can go up to my website and you can download the information that was shared at that conference to get a feel of the information that was shared. One of the things I can say about Cobra is that he absolutely has the purest of intentions to inspire and to direct us into a perception of what good is going on in the planet. Where are we succeeding? And shouldn't we be focusing on that? Shouldn't that be the most important thing for us to be looking at this point? Is where are we succeeding? Where are we making a difference? Where can we go from here to really exponentially manifest those differences? And this next conference in May is going to be focusing a lot on groups. This is where you're really going to have your hand held to the fire to bring whatever talents you have. I hear from a lot of you, oh, I don't have anything to offer. Oh, I don't have any gifts. That is a bunch of crap. We all have gifts. We all have talents. We cannot do this without every one of us participating in some way. And the most important thing is to recognize the beauty within yourself. And if you decide to show up fully, if you fully show up, that's like three quarters of the battle, right? Just to show up, period. There will be many people there to guide you if you're lost as far as what you think you can do for this planet. There may be some of you that really you don't know if you have a lot of time to invest in taking some action for this planet. But I promise you that when you leave, you will have a much better idea of what you have within your being, whether it's knowledge, whether it's the ability to write, whether it's the ability to read, whether it's the ability to speak, whether it's the ability to touch someone, or to comfort someone. It can be something as simple as that that can make all the difference in the world. The point is for us to get out of our complacency and to become more active in pursuing the new world that we so much talk about and desire. As I had one friend say to me, let's stop talking about it and let's do it. And I really believe there's many of us out there doing it, so please don't misunderstand me. I'm just trying to put a fire under the feet of those who feel that they still are maybe not worthy enough, or they're not, I don't know, they don't have the enough psychic abilities or what have you. We are calling forth anybody who can attend and really want to put their money where their mouth is and make a difference on this planet. Now, what better group of people can you do that with than the Cobras? This is a phenomenal group of people. I've never been to a conference where I felt so much acceptance for who I am. No matter what I look like, no matter how many extra pounds I have, no matter how short I am, no matter how tall I am, no matter what, it's time to put all that crap behind us. So if you're feeling like you're not worthy or you don't have enough of this or, oh, what can you bring to the table? Guess what, folks? That's an old programming and that's leftover cabal stuff. We don't need it anymore. So it's very interesting that this is happening right at the time of the portal opening. I highly recommend that you go to the website. If you haven't already read the notes from the first conference, please take the time to do that. It was an immense amount of work. 41 pages of notes, guys. Go up there, read the notes, and get a feel for the positive things that are going on in this planet. And that's dated information. Things have only gotten better. They have not gotten worse. We have had a phenomenal amount of, overwhelming nuisances from the archonic realm. There's definitely that going on. I understand that a lot of people are being impacted by that. I've been impacted by that. But I tell you what, once I made the decision that that was no longer going to, I don't know, dominate my irritation, my frustration. I don't know. I just made a decision after an event that I participated in Los Angeles. I made the decision that I was not going to go through that again. And since that time, things have become much more calmed down. So please do me the favor, recognize that we are all in this together. Everybody is going through their challenges. Interestingly enough, if you've ever been to Stankov's website, he's talking about that there was a major decision made. The way in which he presented it was that all of us, the ground crew, made a unanimous decision to move forth and move into the next dimensional level, to go forth with the ascension process, which, according to his article, involves the shifting of the poles. Okay? We've all read that the shifting of the poles could be totally disastrous, and every world age, something like that's happened, and you've had a total wipeout and extinction of, humanity and animals, etc. Well, I'm just going to go on to say, I really don't believe that that's the fate of humanity. Do you? Do you believe that thousands, if not more, civilizations who are observing us on the millisecond are going to let that happen when we are going to bring forth the answers and the fate for not only ourselves, but we're going to be spreading a whole new sense of what creation is, how creation plays throughout other galaxies. I had an interesting conversation with a gentleman over the weekend who said, "Don't you understand how we differ so much from other civilizations?" And that is because we are directly ascended from Mother, Father, Creator, God. So I have to share this story that I experienced over the weekend. And I had a friend of mine talking to me about the grand experiment. And what did I believe that really meant? And we talked about, you know, the fate of humanity and why was there so much interest in observing us on this planet? What was it that was so important that brought such an immense amount of attention onto us? Why would so many, you know, millions, if you read some reports, saying that there are that many ships surrounding our planet? And he says, don't you understand that we are of direct descendants of Mother, Father, God? And I said, well, yeah, but all beings are supposedly of God. You know, and we talked about, you know, being a God or being of God and that kind of thing. And he says, yes, but the grand experiment was to create, you know, through our DNA, the being that would never lose their direct connection with Source. And I said, well, aren't they all like that? And he said, look at the history of humanity. Look at the immense amount of atrocities and travesties that have occurred on this planet. And no matter what, there is still this fire, this divine spark within each of us. And even those that are not aware, there's this divine spark that we have this connection with our Creator. And it was probably one of the most profound moments of my life because I realized at that point, this is what we are here to share and spread across the galaxies. This is what we're here to remember, to remember our connection. That's, you know, that's where you get into the royal bloodline. And we need to step up and act like it. We need to take our power back and our mastery back. Not from an ego position, but from taking action, really believing, really embracing that beautiful part of ourselves that we miss. We miss it. It's missing. We feel it. We feel that void. We can't wait to return home to our star families. And so this conference with Cobra in May could truly be not only a life changer for each of us individually, but it could be a life changer for the entire world. Now, how about that? How about the fact that we could say, yeah, we were there at that particular conference. We experienced that particular, you know, event. Can you imagine? It's kind of like it's kind of like being there when JFK was supposedly assassinated. Of course, if you read Well Aware, you hear that he wasn't. So God only knows. Who knows anymore, right? But gosh, you know, let's not miss out on this opportunity to make this one of the most fabulous, magical, mysterious, and masterful weekends possible. So I think I've said enough. I hope I haven't offended anybody. I'm not trying to. I just want to tell you all, thank you so much for supporting me and my website. I have been working very hard to get this information out to all of you in a way in which to create a perception of curiosity, awareness, acceptance, and excitement. And I hope that I can continue to do that for all of you. I love you all. I thank you for coming to galacticconnection.com. And if you feel compelled to donate to my website, please do, because that's what I use to maintain my site is through my donations and my galactic essences. So please stay tuned for next week's interview at the same time at 4 o'clock East Pacific Standard Time at BBS Radio. And also do not forget to review Cobra's conference. It's also on my website. You'll find it there at galacticconnection.com. So I will bid you adieu. I wish you all the best. Namaste. God bless.